I'm Antonia Gonzalez with National Native News. In today's headlines, officials discuss the response to a storm which devastated communities in Alaska's Yukon-Kuskokwim Delta. And the storm hit as people from across the state are traveling to Anchorage for two large conferences. These stories today on National Native News. This is National Native News. I'm Antonia Gonzalez. As of Monday, one person has died, two are still missing, and 51 have been rescued following a record-breaking storm that slammed into the Yukon-Kuskokwim Delta in southwest Alaska over the weekend. Officials say search and rescue efforts are ongoing. Coast Guard Commander for Western Alaska, Christopher Culpepper, compares the devastation to the aftermath of Hurricane Katrina. He spoke at a news conference Monday with other officials the day after the remnants of Typhoon Halong barreled into remote coastal communities in the Yukon-Kuskokwim Delta, hitting the villages of Kipnuk and Quigilingok especially hard. The storm brought winds of over 100 miles per hour and record flood waters. Helicopters, planes, drones, ships, and pararescuers from the Coast Guard, National Guard, and other agencies worked through the night and are still searching for two missing people. Officials said Monday that one woman, previously unaccounted for, was found dead. More than 1,000 people are in community shelters. Alaska National Guard head Torrance Sachs says he has activated every member of the state's National Guard and Alaska State Defense Force living in Western Alaska, and more are set to join. State officials say dozens of nonprofit organizations, businesses, and faith-based groups are also coordinating recovery efforts. Alaska Governor Mike Dunleavy has declared a disaster for the region, easing access to additional resources. The governor and members of Alaska's congressional delegation say they plan to visit the region. The storm's devastation is on the minds of many people who traveled to Anchorage this week from across the state to gather for two conferences being held in the city, the First Alaskans Institute's Elders and Youth Conference and the Alaska Federation of Natives Convention. The AFN is the state's largest gathering, which gets underway Thursday. As KMBA's Rhonda McBride reports, AFN is a time to address challenges that face Alaska Native people and stand together. And I'm Antonia Gonzalez.